Photronics just reported $209.9 million in Q2 revenue, and most people have never heard of the ticker. PlayBee should be on every AI infrastructure watch list because the company sits at the base of the physical chip supply chain before a single wafer starts production. Photronics is the only publicly traded pure-play photomask company in the United States, trading on NASDAQ under ticker PLAB. It makes the stencils that fabs use to print circuit patterns onto silicon wafers. The Q2 8K filed May 28, 2026, showed revenue of $209.9 million and earnings per share of 0.54. The company holds $638 million in cash and short-term investments with zero debt on its balance sheet. Photomask orders come before wafer starts by weeks or sometimes months, which means Photronics revenue leads chip output and is one of the earliest signals of whether the AI hardware build-out is still running. For a portfolio manager with exposure to AI infrastructure or semiconductor supply chains, Q2 at $209.9 million with stable forward guidance supports staying allocated to the thesis. The integrated circuit segment softness is real, but the company reaffirmed full fiscal 2026 capital expenditure guidance of $330 million and held Q3 guidance at $207 million to $215 million. Which signals management sees any weakness as temporary. For a treasury manager or structured product builder tracking AI hardware demand cycles, Photronics revenue is a leading indicator worth adding to your monitoring list. The zero debt balance sheet and $638 million cash position mean counterparty risk is low, and the Q3 guidance keeps your demand assumptions intact. For a fintech founder or tokenization platform builder working on AI infrastructure-linked digital assets, Photomask demand is where you anchor your assumptions about the physical build-out. Photronics quarterly revenue, filed on EDGAR within days of quarter end, is one of the cleaner upstream signals available for that kind of structured product design. Watch TSMC's next capacity utilization disclosure. If Photronics revenue is holding steady, while TSMC utilization is flat or falling, one of those signals is wrong, and that divergence would tell you something meaningful about whether orders are actually translating into wafer production.